Hello, friends and listeners. This is Tasha from TMI, Trending Topics for the Modern Woman. The name of this podcast, I decided to name it Pivot, Shift, and Twist. I just feel like it's what we do every day just to keep things aligned in our life. We got to be flexible. Life is ever changing. Things are ever changing, you know, and we just need to kind of go with the flow and be able to transition. I will say I moved around a lot in my life, especially when I was younger. That was always kind of exciting for me. I think when you're young too, I didn't have really like big roots to hold on to, so to speak. My family already was everywhere, all over the nation, like Switzerland, and my mom was in Holland. Family was really everywhere. We did get uprooted a lot and moved around quite a bit. My dad was a civil engineer, and a new job was calling him in another state. If it was a great opportunity and the schools were good and everything, we would go. And again, it was kind of exciting. It's like, oh, okay, a new place, new friends and everything. By the time I got to my high school years, it was a little bit daunting. I was like, I'm over it. Moved to a small town in Ohio called Mansfield and have the best friends, the best experiences. I feel like it was a great place to be and kind of settle, of course, into, you know, myself a little more. And then, you know, the years after that, of course, college and all of that. With that, I'd learned to transition quite a bit. It comes a little more naturally for me, but I realized, wow, people really do need to be flexible, especially in this day and age when everything is growing and changing, new innovations, technology, you name it. Pivot, shift, and twist. I don't know. Do you find yourself partaking in that, or do you find yourself staying kind of stuck? Here's just some things to think about and guide you during these times of having to pivot, shift, and twist. I think that it's something that we all do. It's kind of a natural default that we have to do. Sometimes you just kind of have to pivot. Doesn't mean necessarily you need to turn yourself around or turn the situation around, but just be able to sort of pivot, whatever that is. Could be like, oh, headed this way and there's major traffic. I need to turn and take this road instead so I make it to work on time. Just kind of pivot. Maybe you're meeting a friend at 4 o'clock and she says, hey, I need to push it back to 4:30. You kind of pivot. Well, what can you do with that time? You know, that 30 minutes that you have now, instead of being mad or frustrated because you were ready to walk out the door, just know that that time will come for you where you might be running late and you're like, oh, wow, I really need, you know, my friend to give me some grace and I'm running late. Oh, you know, and these are mild examples, very general, I know, but we do it constantly. So pat yourself on the back for that, because I'll tell you, there's nothing like being in that state of mind where you're stubborn and you can't get out of it, and you just expected it to be this way, and that was it, and that was the end all. But unfortunately, my friends, as you know, life isn't always that way. Shift. I'm going to get into that a little bit deeper now. Basically, shifting reality means creating a new reality for yourself. It means changing your thoughts, beliefs, and actions in order to manifest the life you want. If you are not happy with your current situation, then it's time to shift your reality. Okay? I'm sure we've all experienced that, whatever that is, your current reality. You're in a relationship you're really happy about, and the guy breaks up with you, or the girl breaks up with you, and you're like, whoa. Well, you're really liking your job, and everything seems to be going well, and you just got called into HR's office, and now you're dealing with A, B, and C. But anyway, there's some things that we can do to kind of shift your mindset, your thoughts, your beliefs, and all of that. Number one, believe that you can really change your reality. One of the most important steps in shifting reality is believing that you can do it. If you don't believe you can create a new reality for yourself, then you won't be able to achieve your goals. Visualize what you want. Visualization is a powerful tool for shifting reality. When you visualize what you want, you are putting your intention out there and sending a message to the universe that you want it. I think that's awesome. I think it's good sometimes too to have something right there in front of you to remind you, whether that's a trip that you're working towards and that's your goal to get to Holland by late fall. Maybe you put up some pictures on your fridge or on your bathroom mirror or what have you. Maybe it's a dress you want to wear to an event coming up and you want to look great in it. And maybe you have a picture of it or what have you, and you put that up. You can also put up little post-it notes with reminders and affirmations. That's huge too, kind of feeding in that positive energy or those affirmations. Number three, make a list of what you want. This is another great way to shift, and it's by creating a list of what you want. This can include anything from your career goals to the people you want in your life. Once you have written down everything that you desire, focus on the ones that are most important to you. Number four, big. Set your intention. This is one of the most important steps in manifesting what you want, is setting your intention. And when you do that, you're putting out a message to the universe that you want to achieve a certain goal. Make sure your intention is clear and concise, and be sure to focus on it daily. This will help you manifest what you want faster. And then you can also set your intentions by using affirmations. Affirmations are positive statements that you repeat to yourself, and they will help shift your energy and change your beliefs about yourself and your words. So that's huge. A few examples of affirmations: I am capable of anything. I am worthy of love and success. The universe is conspiring in my favor. Everything is working out for my highest good. Those are just a few. Add yours in, you know, whatever that is. If it speaks to you, put it down on paper. And like I like to say, if it's written, it's sticking. One thing to think about: I'm capable of anything. You know, I feel like, and you hear this, but the only thing that's stopping you is yourself. Just be you and go out and bring to society and the world what you have to offer. Variation is awesome. It's one thing we love about anything: music, art, fashion. Thank goodness we're not all the same. How boring would that be? So just keep that in mind. But you really are capable of anything. And I think it's the person that actually goes out and does it and makes way for themselves and kind of carves their path, taking action along the way, you're going to get an outcome. So don't forget that, whatever that is. And a lot of times, doing the little things that you're like, oh, okay, you know, this is just something small, but it'll get me there. It really will. I feel like good things lead to good things lead to good things, but you got to put yourself out there and need to be in a position where, you know, this can all happen and manifest for you. Belief of the mind is really powerful. In order to shift the reality, you need to be positive. And when you're positive, you're opening yourself up to receive good things in life. Negative thoughts will only hold you back your progress and keep you stuck in the same place. So make a conscious effort to be positive and optimistic every day. This includes being positive about yourself, your life, and your future. Don't expect results overnight. It's important to remember that shifting your reality does take time. Don't expect to see results overnight, as it may take weeks, months for your goals to manifest. Think about losing weight. Can't really happen overnight, although we all wish we could push that magic button on the app on our phone and be like, let me lose 10 pounds. But definitely takes time. And the good thing is that during that time and that process, you're building yourself up and getting stronger and wiser through the process. I think sometimes when we're given things so quickly, we can take advantage of that and it kind of loses its sparkle. So having to kind of work for something and see that it does take time, I think is really a great thing. Take inspired action. And I just was talking about this not too long ago. In order for your goals to manifest, you need to take inspired action. And this is doing what feels right for you and going with the flow. Action equals result. So keep that in mind. Visualizing your success is a great way to stay motivated and focused on your goals. When you see yourself achieving your goals in your mind, it will inspire you to take action. It doesn't matter what it is, visualize it. Say that, you know, you're writing a film and there you are sitting in an audience and seeing your name on the big screen. Anything, if you're visualizing yourself like in a new position or moving somewhere or completing that coursework that would take you to a higher credential in your work career, we could go on and on and on. Maybe it's visualizing yourself being married or having children about or you know, being really good at golf or whatever it is. Visualize. It's huge. And be open to change. And this kind of reminds me of this whole thing of pivot, shift, and twist. Look, there's change involved with that. You're pivoting. Oh, I've got to go this way instead of that way on the road to get to work on time, or shifting the whole mindset of scratch that. This relationship is not going to work or whatever it is. You've got to be open to change and be open to what's around the corner because there's always something wonderful around the corner. Just stay tuned and keep in faith and hope, but be open to change. One of the things that makes shifting your reality so powerful is that it's constantly evolving. Things will change and shift along the way, so you need to be open to change. Number 10, let go of negative thoughts and emotions. In order to shift your reality, you need to let go of negative thoughts and emotions. These thoughts and emotions will only hold you back from achieving those goals. So you need to take each time each day to release any negativity and make room for those positive vibes. It's so true. I can be stuck on these negative thoughts and I can be like, or why couldn't I replace that negativity with positive? What's the difference? They're both freebies, so to speak, in my big world of thoughts and things I can grab from and choose from. So why stay stuck in the negative? Why not go to the positive? I mean, how the positive is going to make you feel a lot better. Number 11, be clear about what you want. In order to shift your reality, you really need to be clear about what you want. And this means knowing your goals, desires, inside and out. And one thing I love, and this is kind of related to goals, be clear about what you want. And then knowing your goals and such, it makes me think of that quote I heard a long time during our turn of apartments is failing to plan is planning to fail. And I think it's the same with goals. You've got to devise a plan, something. If you're going to say, oh, I'm going to train for this triathlon. Yep, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, in the triathlon, I need to run, bike, and swim. Okay, but you're not really planning anything. Oh, am I making myself bike every third day, including, you know, incorporating swimming and then adding in my running? You've got to have a plan to get you to that state. So that's it. That's huge. It ends on number 11, an odd number, I know, but that's okay. Lucky 11. So pivot, shift, and twist. Again, just to reiterate a few things, I think we need to be open to the changes. We need to be able to shift towards them, twist maybe all the way around. Maybe you really have to decide you're going to see something differently or do something differently. And it's okay. I think this is a good reminder. I know we're constantly in that mode. Some professions are more about twisting and having to change your mindset or change things all the time and be flexible than others. or maybe your life, your lifestyle, you know, your mindset, what have you. But anyway, I hope you got something out of this and that it helps you. As always, I did a few quotes, so let me share those with you. Just a fun little cute quotes here. Okay, whatever you decide to do in life, make sure it makes you happy. When things change inside you, things change around you. 6 months from now, you can be in an entirely different space, mentally, spiritually, financially. Keep working and believing in yourself. Our mindset can either propel us forward into our dream life, keep us in a state of happiness and gratitude, or it can keep us in negativity and paralyzed state of spinning our wheels. The choice is yours. If the plan doesn't work, change the plan, but never the goal. And that is Unknown. You've Got to Win in Your Mind Before You Win in Your Life. And that is by John Addison. Love that one. I didn't jot down, but I think of often, always believe that something wonderful is right around the corner. So anyway, thank you so much for being with me, listening to Pivot, Shift, and Twist. I hope that, again, this helps you. Do something for someone else today. Do something for yourself. That's always a good thing. And keep staying well, and we will be talking soon. Thanks.